More Idaho Matters from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. What do you think of when you think of Idaho? Do you think bank robberies, bandits, sucking silver ore, maybe some stashed loot in the Owyhee Mountains? Well, guess what? That all actually happened in Idaho. I mean, back in the 1860s, from Butch Cassidy's heist in Montpelier to a stagecoach robbery in Bannock County. Now, these and other tales from the past are all told on Idaho's Lost Treasures. It's a new show on Idaho Public Television, and producer Eric Westrom is joining us now to talk more about this. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Gemma. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm so curious about all of this. So, Eric, is it really true that Butch Cassidy was in Montpelier, Idaho, and what happened?
Yeah, so he was there in 1896. And the way the story is told, he was working on a farm with a friend, and one of his other bandit friends was in trouble with the law down in Utah and needed a lawyer. So Butch Cassidy decided, we're going to rob a bank so we can pay this lawyer to defend his friend.
Okay. So besides Butch Cassidy's story, this, I mean, because it's just one of the really wild things that
right.
happened back then, you also learned about, I think it's fair to say, a crooked sheriff, because he robbed a stagecoach in Bannock County. Can you talk
yes.
to us about this?
So this was the first sheriff of Ada County, David Updike, and he kind of fell in with some members of the former plumber gang that were down here in 1865, and they kind of strong-armed some people into getting him elected. And they were laundering money through his stable and a couple other businesses.
And then he actually robbed a stagecoach over in Bannock County?
Right. So Sheriff Updike and his gang kind of, they knew at the time the road, it was basically a trail. It was the Montana Trail, but also known as Gold Road. And it ran from Virginia City, Montana, down to Salt Lake City. And a lot of money was on this Gold Road on the stages. So they sent one of their members up to Virginia City as a plant on a stage. And they walked away with $86,000 in gold bars and gold dust.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
wow. That's
close to $4 million today.
Wow.
So,
I'm curious.
They're just looking to change their lives, with one robbery and disappear, which they tried to do, which didn't happen. They were all caught in various places, and the law or vigilantes took care of them.
Yeah, the best laid plans, right? So
right.
why did you want to tell these stories? What was it about them that you thought, gosh, this will make a really interesting TV program?
What kind of drew me in were, I'd say, the myths around all four of these stories and kind of the legends. And even though that there's elements that we don't know the exact truth anymore, but they're just fun stories. And I think I just thought it was something people would enjoy watching, and hopefully they do.
So where did you get the title, Idaho's Lost Treasures? Where did that come from?
Actually, I feel like that kind of came from conversations I had with our executive producer, Bill Manny. We just sort of landed there. I mean, there's a lot more than just these four that we could have explored.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. So let's talk about another one, though, because you do have a story. This is about silver ore, and we're talking the Lake Coeur d'Alene. So,
right.
So tell us about this story. What happened here?
So Northern Pacific, this was late 1890s. They had a barge with two loads of silver ore that were floating down Lake Coeur d'Alene in the winter, and they dumped in, and a bunch of it fell off into the lake, and they wound up going back the next spring, and they couldn't find it. A couple of members looked for it. They couldn't find it. The railroad decided it wasn't worth the money to try to to salvage it. And there's been a couple other attempts that we know of to pull that off the bottom of the lake, but no one's ever done it that we know about. You never know with these stories if someone ran across something and kept it and didn't say anything. It's hard to tell.
So talk to us about the historian, Jeff Wade, who you brought in to really help tell some of these stories. Give us a little bit of background about Jeff.
We first met Jeff a couple of years ago. We were doing a different show, kind of about myths, monsters, and legends in Idaho. And at the time, he was working with another guy, and they were part of Ida history together. And Jeff's just a good source of knowledge. He actually led us to the Chief Bigfoot story in this show, which I can't thank him enough for. He just asked me as we wrapped up. We were originally interviewing about Sheriff Updike, and he said, "Do you know about Chief Bigfoot?" And I said, "Not really. What can you tell me?" And he started describing that story, and I was like, "This is really interesting."
So, did you have a favorite part of the show while you were putting it together? Like anything that stuck out to you?
I think my favorite one is the silver ore. At the time, I wasn't sure if it was going to make the show because we already had two segments that both up the Updike section and Chief Bigfoot don't have a lot of historical photos, and a photo doesn't exist of either one of them. So when I was exploring the silver ore story, similar thing. There's just some photos of the steamboats, and that's about it. But I was able to track down a father and son who do some underwater exploring, and we interviewed both of them. They took us out on the lake. They shared a bunch of video that they've shot under the surface of Lake Coeur d'Alene that it's just amazing to look at these old, steamships that are sitting on the bottom of the lake.
How much fun was it to be able to produce a show like this?
It was a lot of fun because it's just four different stories. And this is the first show. I've been working for Idaho Public Television for 5 years, and this is the first one they've just turned me loose and said, write and produce it. And so it was really cool.
And how can folks watch the show, Eric?
It'll be on TV the 30th at 7 p.m. And then from I think it airs another time on TV, but it'll also be on our website, and a lot of our shows now we're posting on YouTube as well.
Well, I really appreciate you taking time to talk to us. This sounds like a lot of fun to watch. So thanks for chatting with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
We've been talking with producer Eric Westrom about Idaho's Lost Treasures. It's a new show on Idaho Public Television. It will air May 30th, and it's all about the legends of the Wild Wild West. So make sure you tune in on May 30th for that. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.